That's Major on Wild Coast Radio at 7 o'clock. If I Was Florence and the Machine before that, Never Let Me Go brings us to the news time at 7. Let's have a look and see. In your top stories, Julius Malema says adults must be automatically registered to vote. Councillors and government officials owe municipalities millions. And regulations have a negative impact on non-profit organisation sector. The leader of the EFF, Julius Malema, says South Africans should be automatically registered to vote when they turn 18. Malema addressed the closing of his party's second plenum in Boksburg yesterday. The EFF believes that it would have performed better in previous elections if more young people voted. The number of young people who voted in the 2024 election was low. Malema says the country needs electoral reform and registration should be a legal standard. The Gauteng government says councillors and government officials owe millions in rates and taxes. The provincial MEC for Finance, Lebogang Male, says councillors in Johannesburg owe the city over 72 million rand, while Tshwane and Ekurhuleni each owe over 10 million rand. Male has encouraged the municipalities to deduct the salaries of councillors and officials who owe them if the law allows. Police are investigating the drowning of a 41-year-old Australian man in Leonkies Klip Beach in the wilderness in the Western Cape. According to the National Sea Rescue Institute, two men and a woman were caught in rip currents while swimming at the beach on Saturday. The woman and another man were rescued unharmed. The NSRA says the third person died in hospital. KwaZulu-Natal police have denied claims that the provincial Hawkshead Major General Letsia Senona. Senona claims that the Provincial Police Commissioner, Lieutenant General Nkanga Makwanazi, kicked him out of his office and confiscated his electronic devices. He also claims that he now fears for his life. The provincial police say these claims are inaccurate and misleading. Senona was implicated in the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry that is investigating allegations of police collusion with criminals. New research by the Inyotelo, the South African Institute for Advancement, shows that global financing regulations have unintended consequences for South Africa's non-profit organization sector. According to the study, measures intended to combat money laundering and terrorist financing are harming NPO's work. The study also found that the NPO sector is under intense pressure. Inyaleto's acting executive director, Fael Domingo, says security must be balanced with enabling legitimate NPOs to operate. And moving to international news, the government of the Democratic Republic of Congo says estimates show that a mudslide has killed over 200 people in the east of the country. The mudslide struck a mine that is operated by a militia group on Wednesday. Another mudslide struck on Thursday. The government says this is a tragedy and has blamed it on M23 rebels. The rebel group has taken over some of the mining operations in that country. The country called on the international community to grasp the scale of the tragedy. And looking at sports, the Bulls delivered a ruthless display to hammer the Lions 52-17 in the URC clash at Ellis Park, running into 8 tries. At Kings Park, the Sharks completed a clean sweep by beating the Stormers 36-24 for a second week in a row, producing a composed physical performance built around 5 tries. Despite the Stormers leading at the break, yellow cards proved costly as the Sharks seized control in the second half, with Jaco Williams's late double sealing a historic season double over their old rivals. And now looking at financials, gold selling at $4,678.66 a fine ounce, a barrel of Brent $66.47. US dollar, R16.19, and the British pound, £22.16, with the euro trading at R19.22. A Bitcoin is currently $75,472.87. And that's all for this bulletin. Next, news and sports with Mark Godfrey at 8. Having a last look at the weather for the morning, information supplied by the SA Weather Service. Severe weather alerts, no impact-based warnings or fire dangers, but there are advisories for today through Wednesday. A heat wave with persistently high temperatures expected over Chris Hani, Joe Garby and the northern